This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. We have the best darn folks you'll ever know, makes living really grand. Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
I'm Carlos Morales, and back in the saddle is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So Friday night, what do we got going on?
Oh, my goodness. It's First Friday in Waco this Friday, and it's going to be a terrific First Friday. I mean, there's all the regular First Friday stuff downtown with the different places staying open late for food and drink specials and things. Just a couple of specific ones at Papillon. They're going to have wine and appetizers and a Meet the Artist thing with Susan Moise. And then Dichotomy, turns out Friday is also International Beer Day. And so they are going to be celebrating that with 20% off all beers. So that'll be kind of a fun downtown thing. But the thing I'm most excited about is this thing called Ekphrasis. And what it is going to be a walkable downtown art gallery. So there's going to be art all up and down Austin Avenue at some of the different places. And on Friday evening, you can go around, stop by the Hippodrome first and pick up a ballot. And you can go around and see the art and vote for your favorite pieces in a couple of different categories. And then on Saturday, there's going to be a reception at the Hippodrome at 5:30 where you can see who won the little voting, but also live music. And also the neat thing about it is they have matched up a poets and artists together. So you'll get to hear the poets talk about the art. So it just should be a really neat weekend, art and poetry weekend downtown, Ekphrasis. And so that's fun.
Yeah, and while you're downtown, walking around, checking everything out, you could head on down to the backyard bar, stage, and grill because Gary P. Nunn will be performing. So if you're not familiar, he's famous for London Homesick Blues. And that's an all-ages show, $20 to see a true Texas institution. Doors at 6 p.m., show at 8 p.m. Again, that's at the backyard bar and grill.
All right, fun. And then you also have time, even if you go to First Friday downtown, you still have time to head out to the Waco Civic Theater and see Heathers the Musical. If you remember that movie, Heathers, from 1989, about the three mean girls and the one girl who didn't fit in. And it was a kind of a cult hit, but they have made a musical out of it. They're going to be having it at the Waco Civic Theater tonight. It costs $10, and it doesn't start till 10 p.m. It's a late night show.
Very cool.
So that should be fun.
And another pretty fun thing going on, KXXV and Hewitt are putting together this movie night, and it's going to be at Warren Park, and they're going to be showing Zootopia. So pretty new movie, pretty good movie. You can go check out Judy Hopps, I think, the bunny's name. And that's free, open to the public. The movie will begin at dusk, which, you know, they're guessing will be about 8:30. And again, that's at Warren Park at 450 South Old Temple Road.
And then another fun thing that usually happens the first Friday every month is the Brazos Theater Group does their improv comedy, and they will be doing that again tonight. It will be at their location, which is on Bosque. And what they've added for this week is an opening band, the Brazos River Knights. So they will have a band playing from about 7:30 to 9, and then the improv comedy starts at 9. Tickets are $12 for adults.
Very cool. And on Saturday, to kind of, you know, get your weekend kicked off, you know, we're getting closer and closer to school time.
Starting.
And this is just one of the impending signs of it. It's tax-free weekend. So, you know, if you need to go out and shop for the kiddos, this is the time to do it. So, you know, for every $100 you spend, you'll save about $8 or so. And so that'll be throughout the city at all the, you know, different stores where you can get backpacks and all these various school supplies. And if you need help getting from, you know, place to place, it's also free fare day on the Waco Transit to kind of coincide with it being tax-free weekend. So you can hop on and enjoy rides for free. And these are fixed routes only, but the buses will run from 6 in the morning to about 8:15 at night.
Terrific. And then another fun thing that's going on Saturday is my personal favorite golf tournament of the year. It's the Greater Bohemian Open Golf Tournament, and it's going to benefit the Heart of Texas Special Olympics. And it's probably not the best for people who are super serious about golf, but it is the best for people who prefer their golf to be fun, because they have all kinds of fun little pieces like drive while sitting on a toilet, putt with a pool cue, use a croquet mallet. It's just a lot of fun. And the fee is very reasonable for the four-person scramble. It's $65 per player in advance or $75 on the day of the tournament. So if it's a pretty day and you like golf, sort of, but are not too serious about it, you should go out and take a look at the Greater Bohemian Open Golf Tournament.
Wonderful. And also on Saturday, you know, keeping in theme with back to school, communities and schools of the Heart of Texas will be hosting its annual Bust the Bus school supply drive. So it's a drive where they ask people to donate, you know, school supplies that, you know, children can use throughout the year. And that'll benefit students in 31 schools throughout several counties, McLennan, Falls, Freestone, Limestone, Bosque, and Hill. And that's Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Walmart located on Franklin Avenue.
Yeah. And then another thing that's happened in Saturday, Saturday's a busy day. Mm-hmm. One of the neatest things we have in Waco is the Waco Wetlands. If you hadn't been to the Waco Wetlands, it's very cool. And one of the best things about it is they do a lot of outreach and teaching kids about wildlife and conservation and all those kinds of things. Well, this Saturday, there is a training session. If you are interested in being a volunteer educator, about a wildlife educator, all of that happens because of volunteers. They wouldn't be able to do it without volunteers. And if you're interested in that, they're having a Learning Across New Dimensions in Science intensive training out at the wetlands. It'll start at 9 o'clock and go till 4. It is free, and it's your chance to learn to be a volunteer who goes out and helps with field investigation days and helps to educate kids about wildlife at the wetlands.
Very cool. And also on Saturday at the Historic Village, which is at the Mayborn Museum Complex, they're going to have this old-fashioned Fun in the Village event. So you can wrap up summer with picnic games, you know, multiple contests, including a pie-eating contest and a watermelon seed spitting contest. You should head down to this. The cost is regular museum admission, and the time is from 10:30 in the morning to 12:30.
And then while you're over in the Baylor neighborhood, the other thing that's going on Saturday afternoon is the 2016 Baylor football Meet the Bears. So this is your opportunity to meet the football players for the upcoming season, get autographs, run out on the field. They're going to have inflatables and fun stuff to do. So it should be a fun time for the kids and the family. It's 2:30 to 4 at McLean Stadium, and it's free.
And Saturday afternoon at 3:30 at the Waco Central Library, there's going to be kind of this informational meeting on becoming a foster parent to an LGBTQ child. So, you know, LGBTQ foster kids need the right kind of family. And at this event, you can learn more about becoming a foster parent or learn how you can support the program. And that's at 3:30 at the Waco Central Library. And heading into Sunday, to get your Sunday kind of wrapped up, there's this new half marathon going on in town, and they'll also have a 10K and 5K, and it'll all benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So if you think you're tough enough, head out and try this new half marathon and 5K or 10K, and that starts at 6:45 a.m. at the Waco Convention Center, and prices vary depending on what race you decide to run.
Terrific. And then also, don't forget, Sunday is the first Sunday of the month, so that means free Sunday at the Mayborn.
That's right.
So you can head on out there at 1 o'clock, from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and enjoy the museum for free, including all their exhibits, the Imaginate exhibit that includes all the interesting science and physics and how to create things stuff. So fun afternoon at the museum. And then heading on into the week on Tuesday, you know, this is election year. I'm sure you've noticed.
Yes.
And on Tuesday, this is going to be a very significant election this year. And it'll be more important than ever to get folks registered to vote. Mm-hmm. So on Tuesday evening at 5:30 at the Texas Ranger Museum, Project Veer, which is sponsored by the Waco NAACP, is having a big meeting to pull together all the different organizations and folks who are working on voter registration in Waco to make kind of a grand plan together. So that'll be 5:30, like I said, at the Texas Ranger Education Center. Please do bring a dollar to help cover the cost of the room and get together with other folks in town who want to help people get registered to vote.
Important. And on Wednesday is the Special Friends Frenzy Dance. And this usually happens about once every month. And so it's intended for, you know, special needs friend or family member. And it's just a time to have fun. And so there's going to be some great music, refreshments, and some cool door prizes. You know, it's a fun opportunity for dancing and socializing. It's not, you know, respite, so you don't, it's not drop off. But the cost is $3 per person, and there's no cost for the accompanying caregiver, and that is at the Sol Ross Citizen Center from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday. And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, there's this really cool technology business briefing meeting. So you can come join the Waco Chamber of Commerce's technology business briefing at the Brick, and you can learn about cool new technologies in the greater Waco area. So this is a free breakfast event, and they're asking that you register beforehand, you know, some case space fills up and things like that. And it will be from 7:45 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Brick.
And then also on Thursday night, a new art opening is happening. HOT Summer Nights Art Opening and Reception will be at the Spring Hill Suites in Woodway starting at 5:30. It's free. They're going to have music and I'm sure a few snacks and all kinds of interesting painters and photographers from the Central Texas area so you can see their work and enjoy the art. And then also on Thursday evening, if immigration is an issue that's important to you, there's a group in town called the Waco Immigration Alliance, and they meet biweekly, and they will be having their meeting on Thursday from 6 to 7. So if you're interested in that topic and you want to learn more about it and help register local voters and work to make Waco a city that welcomes immigrants, then this is the group for you. It's free. You need to email them to find out about meeting details, and you can find that email on the website.
Wonderful. A lot to do this weekend in Waco Town.
Indeed.
Well, thanks as always, Ashley, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.